So congratulations on the Rising Star nomination. Must be a really nice honour.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's very exciting. I've put a lot of hard work in over the last 12 months, so it's really nice that it's paid off. It's very rewarding.
And how did you find out about the nomination? Was there a big fuss at the team meeting?
No, I was actually at uni yesterday, and I was just going between seminar to my prac class, and Damo gave me a call, and I just thought he was going to ask me some questions about the weekend. But no, it was a really nice surprise. He gave me a big congratulations, so it was put a bit of a skip in my step for the rest of the day at uni.
Definitely. What are you studying at uni?
I'm doing sports science and business management. Cool. So, yeah.
Works well with footy.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, yeah, you mentioned you have been working really hard over the off season and winter. Best and fairest at Cranbourne, is that correct?
Yeah, it is. I put a lot of the work that I learnt here into play at Cranbourne, and yeah, was able to get on top of the BNF there. No, it was very rewarding.
Where do you think the biggest improvement in your game has come in the last 12 months?
Probably within my kicking or even my ruck work itself. They're definitely the two focus points that I've worked on. So, yeah.
And looking at the team in general, really strong start to the season that's sort of tailed off in the last couple of weeks. What's the vibe amongst the team like?
Yeah, look, the vibe's still pretty strong. Unfortunately, we didn't get the results that we wanted in the last few rounds, but we've got a lot of positives and a lot of strong focal points, so we'll hope to come home strong in the last two rounds.
And you mentioned Damien Keeping. How's he settling back in now? He's, you know, well enough to it?
Yeah, he's settled back in fine. We all love having him around, and just seeing him healthy and well has, put us all back in a good place too.
And Melbourne this week, you know, fellow big Victorian club, great opportunity to make a statement. You know, the season's still going for you girls?
Yeah, definitely, and I think the fact that it's our Carlton Respects round too will all give us a little bit more incentive to go that bit harder. We're raising awareness for family violence, and we'll all be wearing orange socks and everything this weekend, so yeah, we really encourage everyone to come around and support that and support our campaign, so yeah.
Okay. So you've played in the best for a few weeks in a row now. What do you put your consistency as a player down to?
Oh, I'm not really sure. I think, again, just I keep chipping away at those things that I'm aiming towards and trying to get better at, like my kicking and my ruck work. So I suppose my hard work's just started paying off, which is really good. And also just having such strong, talented girls around me just helps lift me every week too. So, yeah, that's very good.
And you have been playing in the ruck more often this year. Do you find that suits you as a player more?
Yeah. I was looking forward to playing a bit more in the ruck and starting on. I think I finally have it within myself and the confidence to start and start really strong. So, I'll look forward to obviously holding that position for hopefully a few more years.
Great. And so the playing group has a couple of weeks left to really make a final impact. How will you do that?
I think, like I said before, we'll just focus on our strong points and try and get that communication and teamwork back up to scratch, which is how we really like to play our game. And if we focus on those things, yeah, we should come home strong.
Great. And we've already touched on the Rising Star nomination, sorry, but how did it feel?
Yeah, it was really exciting, very rewarding. So I think having the club and all my family's support and everything, it's makes it all better. Yeah.
Great.
I was gonna ask, so you got the Rising Star nom on the weekend, but it's also your birthday.
Yes.
What did you do to celebrate that?
I luckily got given permission not to come to recovery, and I went and spent the afternoon with some family and friends. My twin sister's in the army, so she had to be back at the base on Monday, so it was nice just to chill out once we got home from Adelaide and really enjoy it. Yeah.
And you're doing quite well in the ruck as well, but you've also got a good defensive mark. How are you like bringing that back in with Davey out still as well?
Yeah, I think one thing that's it works for me is it's probably more of a natural, like a default thing for me. I didn't really tell myself too much, like, oh, I've got to fill this spot in the back line. It's sort of how I play my game, and I suppose with Davey being out, it has allowed me to probably drop back a little bit more. And I suppose I've kept telling myself, like, we've all got to work a bit harder now. And no, it's been really good. Been really excited to show people that I can have an impact in the back line.